News on MissouriNet. Missouri's governor says he wants inmates to learn new skills in prison to reduce recidivism and to improve public safety. Governor Mike Parson spoke with our Columbia affiliate, KSSZ.
The whole idea behind reform in our prisons is really tied to workforce. If you're going to have people incarcerated, at least give them the tools where they can learn something, learn a trade.
Missouri has about 26,000 prisoners and has 22 industries in 12 prisons. The 2020 legislative session starts on January 8th. One of Missouri's top stories this year is about tornadoes ripping through southwest and central Missouri.
Tornado sirens sounded in Jefferson City the night of May 22nd when an EF3 twister rolled through, damaging more than 600 homes, businesses, and other buildings in Cole County. Several cars were thrown on top of each other at a car dealership. Jefferson City Mayor Kerry Turgeon said the tornado's destruction is heartbreaking.
And it goes through Lincoln University and did some extensive damage to the president's residence. She's okay, but as well as many neighborhoods in that area, trees down everywhere. Of course, the YMCA and the apartments behind it. And then you get into Capitol Avenue and those historical, beautiful homes that were just really being revitalized.
About 25 people were injured. In southwest Missouri's Golden City, a tornado there the same night claimed the lives of three people. Alisa Nelson, MissouriNet.
The Greene County Sheriff's Office is investigating a suspicious death outside a home north of Springfield. Officers found 19-year-old McKenna Milhon dead outside a home yesterday afternoon. Investigators believe she does not have any ties to anyone living at the home. The woman was reported missing on December 20th. Sheriff Jim Arnott says his office is investigating the death as a homicide. And an 8-year-old boy is cherishing the memory of Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes after walking away from Sunday's game with the quarterback's famous headband. Nathan Cohen received the headband while in the stands after the Chiefs' victory over the L.A. Chargers. Homelessness is down overall across Missouri, except for St. Louis County and the St. Joseph region. MissouriNet's Marshall Griffin has more.
The study by the Missouri Housing Development Commission found that overall homelessness in St. Louis County rose 12% between the years 2014 and 2018. In the city of St. Louis, the homeless rate dropped 25% during the same four-year period. However, the actual number of homeless people in the city, 949, is more than twice as high as the 450 homeless in St. Louis County. In the St. Joseph region, overall homelessness inched up 2% during the same counting period. Statewide, the number of homeless people is down 18%. Marshall Griffin, MissouriNet.
The Warren County Sheriff's Office in eastern Missouri says human remains pulled out of the Missouri River on Sunday are believed to be Nate Ashby, who went missing in July. The remains were found in a pickup truck. Sonar imaging revealed the truck in August, but river levels prevented recovery until this weekend. This is news on MissouriNet.